What's up, everybody? You know what happens on Mondays, then now you get something from the archives. Enjoy this week's inspiring motivational interview, and we will catch you later on in the week as we start to share with you some of the best tools and tactics, everything having to do with sales. Let's go. Welcome to Elevation Nation, my good friends. I went live with Coach Fryer. You've seen his episodes before. We've blown up YouTube together. Such a powerful man. And we went live this week in his exclusive Facebook group, 13,000 members strong. And we got deep about insecurities, the two primal fears that all of us have, including, hint, hint, myself. And then the three reasons we have these insecurities. And then we didn't just leave you with all this knowledge. Heck no. We taught you what to do about them. So that way, when you're afraid or when you're feeling insecure, you can quiet that mindset chatter and get back to a life that makes you excited, that you are proud to live, that inspires transformation within others. So today, enjoy this exclusive audio. Let's call it a masterclass. An audio masterclass on how to deal with your insecurities and overcome them with my good friend, Coach Brian Fryer. Also, if you are loving this, as so many of you have reached out and shared you are, simply remember, just text INSPIRE to 66866, and you're going to get weekly inspiring words of hope, encouragement that get you back on track.
Hey there, what's up, replay viewer? Coach Fryer here. Thanks so much for taking the time this afternoon, no matter where you're tuning in from, to check out today's interview. We are so excited, honored, and blessed to have the one, the only, Kaylin Ellsbury here. Kaylin, what is up over there in beautiful, sunny California? Hey, I'm a little jealous.
Well, it's cloudy, so there's not a lot to be jealous of. And we're all on quarantine, so you can't go to the places even if you were here. No, it's so good to be here. I'm so excited to meet the crew, to help them out today. Dare I say crazy times?
It is. But you know what? We're getting through it together. And I want to be the first to say thanks so much for taking some time out of your morning. I know you're 3 hours behind me. So your Pacific Standard Time, it sounds like the sun's out over there. I know typically in SoCal, it usually starts off a little overcast, especially living near the water. But sometimes the sun pokes its head out. I'm a little jealous. It's about 45 degrees out here in the Midwest. But the sun is shining, so we can't complain, right?
Right.
Love it. Well, I'm super excited for all of our viewers. Let us know where you're tuning in from. We're so thankful that you are taking the time to share with us here today. We're going to talk about, right, insecurities here today. The just understanding them and to process them. And Kaylin is an absolute specialist in this. I want to just drop a quick bio on Kaylin real quick, but I really, really, really am super excited for her to share her story. Her and I have done, had lots of conversations over the last couple of months. I was honored to be featured on her podcast recently. We'll talk about that here in just a few moments. But for those of you who don't know Kaylin, a quick bio, she was born with cystic fibrosis. She was told she would not live past the age of 14 and has grown up the majority of her life in and out of hospital isolation. She currently helps executives and their teams gain a competitive advantage with proprietary presentation using effective models of change, leveraging neuroscience. She, my friends, is brilliant, first and foremost, and I'm honored. I reached out to her a couple of weeks ago after our podcast interview, and we're doing a boot camp here next week, and I asked if she would be so kind as to come be a part of this boot camp. I'm so excited. We'll talk more about that later. But Kaylin, thanks so much for hanging out with us today, sharing with my audience. I hope I did you a little bit of justice there. I'd love for you to maybe elaborate a little bit more on your story. I think it's just so inspirational and more people need to hear it. Take it away.
Yeah. So thank you so much for including me in all of the things that you were up to. I'm a big fan of yours. It goes without saying, I kind of nerded out and embarrass myself a little on our podcast just because of how much I follow you and respect you. So it's really great to get this opportunity to collaborate, right? let's just brag about each other the whole show.
let's ping pong back and forth. Ready? Your turn. Okay, wait.
Yeah. Now tell me I'm pretty. No. Which isn't this fitting because today's all about our insecurities. And if you've followed my brand at all or you've listened to the show, you know that we get pretty deep pretty quickly. Most shows, people are going to cry. Like, that's just how it is. Most corporate Zoom meetings that I lead, yeah, a Zoom meeting, I can make you cry. But I'm not making you cry for the sake of making you cry. I'm making you cry because I'm unearthing something within inside yourself that you did not know needed to be brought up. And in times like these, yes, I dare say unprecedented times, uncertain times, times like this, the thing we've heard 1,000 times from all these corporate emails, you know, even Jimmy John's has our number right now. During times like these, what happens is our baggage gets lit up. And if we've never dealt with the things that drive us the most insane or cause us the most pain, and we don't know how to deal with these feelings, it gets lit up to a point where something seemingly simple. My fiance today left for work and he grabbed my headphones. I kind of need headphones. That's what I do all day now. You know, if I didn't deal with the baggage, that could be something that could completely catalyst me to just snap at him. You know, why don't you love me? You should have known my headphones were your thing. You know, anytime you get irked off by somebody for something really small, it means there's a deeper problem there. So if you have an irrational response to something, there's baggage. And today what I want to do is I want to take a couple steps backwards. And I want to explain about cystic fibrosis. That's usually what most people are interested in at first. And then we're going to use that as the catalyst to drop into how it relates to you and your life, especially with how you're dealing with fears and insecurities right now. And for the three people who are lying to themselves and saying they have no fears or insecurities right now, I'm going to get you at the end. Don't you worry. So is that a good way to start it off, Brian?
Yes, I'm fired up. Like I'm over here just like on the edge of my seat. Like,
see
like
that.
Here's what my audience, Kayla, knows to be true about me is I'm transparent in a kind, genuine fashion. That's how I always share. And so a little bit of tough love every now and again, I feel is needed. And I think that all those who are going to be tuning in today live and replay are going to be so thankful, right? It may not be what they want to hear, but it is what they need to hear. And we're so thankful that you're going to be just peeling back the onion here, the curtain, all that stuff, and really digging mm-hmm. deep. Because the insecurities lie within all of us. And I think that the wisdom you're going to share today is really going to help us out. So thankful. Let's dig in. Take the stage.
Let's get in. So here's the deal. So let's get the elephant out of the room. I do anywhere from, I'd say 50 to 75 keynotes a year. Y'all, we're in COVID world. My business is just Zoom. So the reason I started first getting booked is I had a very interesting take on life because I've lived most of my entire life inside of hospitals. I have something called cystic fibrosis. It's genetic. And usually every 2 to 3 months I'm hospitalized, and it's always on the isolation ward, which the new COVID ward, they're taking over the CF ward in the hospitals. So the people with the ventilators and the intubations before they go to the ICU, your typical ward is where I have grown up. So I point that as a picture so you can understand where some of my perspective may be a little different than yours. My background's pretty different. And I, you know, not to dismiss any health concerns that you guys have, I got my port a couple years ago. It's it's like a little rubber plug. Gotta find my camera there. It's a little rubber plug. And you take a 3/4 inch long needle that is 19 to 21 millimeters thick, and it's bent at an angle, and they shove it in the back of your port, your little bubbly thing to infuse the veins. And you can see that isn't actually a vein, that's a wire. So this is real stuff. It's not like I have a simple mutation where I'm never hospitalized. No, I live there still. I just got out of 2.5 weeks in November. So I paint you that story because what I'm about to say could be hard for some of you. And I want you to know that I'm coming from a place of the scariest of times when I started learning these messages. And they're all rooted in something called neuroassociative conditioning. Specifically, you don't need these big words, but if you do, if you're like me and you're like, I need notes on everything, because you're going to Google it and go down a rabbit hole. Specifically, I started studying neurolinguistic programming with a heavy emphasis on hypnosis. Yeah, it gets weird. I've got my master's prac in it, so that's as high as you can possibly go in the field. I've read all the books. I've done all the things. I've walked on the freaking coals. All that's jazz. And I found some of those seminars are perfect for entrepreneurs, and some of them are more perfect for executives. Right? So some of us, we may not get fired up by walking on coals, but we're going to get fired up by looking inward to how we can look outward to help our teams and the people around us. I tended to be the second one. The coals was great. Cool moss, burned my feet. It was fantastic. I learned I can walk over coals. And yet there was still a part where about a month after the event, I'm like, something's missing in my life. And I couldn't figure out what that missing piece was. And for me, it was dealing with insecurities and fears. So I'm gonna break it down for you all. Here's what you're gonna walk away from today. You're gonna walk away with the three main truths behind our fears and the two primal fears that we all have. So the two primal fears that we all have, do you have any questions yet, or do I need to take a break?
We're over here taking notes, Kaylin. Keep firing away. We're loving
it. You say 15 minutes, and I'm gonna give you all you can get.
Yeah, you're good. After maybe each point you share, I might jump in just to reiterate just how powerful this is. But you're crushing it. Let's rock.
Perfection. Okay, so there's two main fears, and it's gonna hit you a little differently. Okay, the first one is fear of being unloved. Fear of being unloved. Let's talk about this. What does fear of being unloved mean? This means your peers, your coworkers, your spouse, your kids. We all even myself, y'all, as I'm standing here today on this webinar, this telecast, I need you to know I'm also deeply insecure. Every single one of us is insanely insecure, and it's to a point where we don't feel comfortable admitting it, especially to loved ones. In some aspects, it's even easier to admit it to strangers. So it's the deep, deep fear of being unloved. The second one is being not enough. Now, what I mean by that is let's just talk real quick. I was blatantly acting from a place of fear when I interrupted the show and what you were all learning to ask Coach, hey, am I doing okay? Do you need something? I needed to know that you guys thought this was good enough, that you would accept me as an educator on this topic. And so if it's that simple and those minor details, how many of the big details are letting you run your life? So right now, as you're sitting there and as you're listening to this, I want you to consider where in your life do you have a fear that you are not loved or that you are not enough? And when you have that, if you don't know, close your eyes. Let's do a fun game. Ready? If you don't know, while you're watching this, just close your eyes, listen to my voice. If you don't know, simply say to yourself, mind, or if you want to call it your higher self, you want to call it your unconscious, I don't care what you call it. You have your word. Mind, what is the thing I am deepest afraid of? Or what is the thing I'm most afraid of? And the second you ask that, something will light up. What is the thing that I am most afraid of? Watch, do you guys just see Coach Fryer's face right there? He lit, something inside him changed. I don't know what that is. As a practitioner of this field of science, I don't know what it is, but we can do something with that. So if you had an answer, just like we saw Fryer do, he went from this to, you had a sensory acuity answer. So now we're gonna take a step further. Where are the three places that those fears came from? Those fears come from fear of loss, fear of less, or fear of never. Now, what do I specifically mean on that? Fear of loss means I'm losing my job. I'm losing my home. I'm losing my PPP loan. I'm losing my staff. I'm losing the people around me. The fear of less is my company is less than it ever has been. As a human being, when my company fails, I feel less than. My spouse isn't loving me the way I need to. He is loving me less than I deserve. My kids, as wonderful as they are at their home all day long, and I feel like I'm able to get less done and I'm less of a parent to them right now because I'm stretched too thin and I'm exhausted. That's the fear of less. And then the other one is the fear of never. Never will life become the same. Never will I rebuild my company. Never will I be able to have an impact right now. Never will I be able to hug my friends and family again. Never will I be able to go through with that wedding that I had planned. Y'all, all three of these have an opposite. The opposite of less is more. The opposite of loss is gain. And the opposite of never is always. So the way you circumvent one of those three fears is you tell yourself, because if you can believe in one thing, can't you believe in the opposite things? Don't you have days where you feel beautiful, but then other days where you feel ugly? You're the same person. It's just what you're choosing to believe. So if you're sitting there in a fear of loss, loss is a big one right now. Loss is, dare I say, trendy. If you're in a state right now where you're lost, I lost my company. Y'all, I'm a speaker. There's no speaking. I lost my business. You know, sure, I've got coaching. I've got book sales. I've got all that fun stuff. Don't get me wrong. But I lost 95% of what I do in a year. In 3 hours when they shut it down. So I could be very crippled right now. I could say I've lost my health, I've lost my business, I've lost my revenue, but instead I'm gonna take the opposite of loss and I'm gonna say gain. What have I gained? I've gained the ability to do the most interactive Zoom calls there is and to help some of the facilitators learn how to run an effective Zoom meeting. I've gained a larger social media presence of people who actually need hope, encouragement, and inspiration with real tactics. I've gained friendships like Coach Fryer. This guy's amazing. And I would love to say, you know, like we've gained a friendship in this time. I've gained, my fiance is home, y'all, every night at 8 p.m. Do you know how many times in the last 6 months he's been home by 8? No, that kid lives at his office. I get to see him. You know, so whenever you're in a fear, I want you to think, is it I'm not enough or I'm not loved? Check that little box. It usually for me, it's I'm not enough. I'm pretty sure I'm loved. You know, I've got enough followers and positive vibes. But at the end, it's like, am I doing enough? Did I reach my potential? Am I enough? Is my hair the right color? Are people going to accept me? That's where it comes from. And then it goes, well, what's the deeper root? And it's always the fear of less, loss, or never. And then to do that, just circumvent and choose the reality that best serves you. So
hey, freaking men.
I hope you guys took something out of that.
My pen's on fire, Kaylin, just so you know. You see me maybe looking down. Uh-oh, we lost her. Now she's back. There she is. We lost you for half a second. My pen's on fire. I'm writing notes down over here like crazy. I'm sitting over here saying, I want to go back to when you had us close our eyes, because I wanted to participate in this, obviously. And if I could be transparent, maybe we could just talk about this for just a moment, because you are such an incredible speaker. It, like you shared, it's a huge part of what you do for your business. But to be honest with you, that's been the fear of public speaking has always been there for me, right? I got this book sitting right here next to me, right? Check this out. So it's something that I've worked on the last couple of years and have had multiple opportunities to get out there and speak, but it's still something I'm working through, you know what I'm saying? And so just a lot of things that you just shared here today is already giving me personally more confidence, knowing that you know, the next time I speak and I've got a couple more engagements lined up, that I'm going to step into that greatness. I'm not going to think about the fearful things of being unloved, not enough, right? But what impact I have to give, the words that I'm going to share and how they could help and serve maybe one person who's out there listening. That was just so powerful. I loved it. So I wanted to say thank you for doing that exercise.
Can I, I know what you said, 15 minutes, but can I get an extra 30 seconds to help you through this?
We can go up to 20 if you'd like. I just want to be mindful of your time. Let's go. I'm loving this.
All right. So the thing is sometimes this, again, tough times and talking about fears lights your baggage up, right? So Brian, go ahead, close your eyes. We're going to do, I'm not going to ask you anything. You're not going to cluck like a chicken. All right. So ask your, and I'm going to sound like a hippie. Take a deep breath. You look a little stressed. Take a deep breath. There you go. And say, unconscious mind, what is the deepest fear that I need to get over when it comes to public speaking?
Right? You want me to say it out loud or just thinking in my mind?
Nope, you just thought in your head. And we saw that everybody watching saw the shift in him. So that's how we know we got it, because your face shifts when somebody else gets it. You can do this on Zoom. You don't need to be face to face. That's so old school. and then now watch this. You ready? Keep it closed. Keep thinking about that fear. I'm asking you a question that I think will hit you at the soul. Who's at risk if you don't get over it? Boom, right there. Okay, so everybody just watching, you can open your eyes. Everybody just watching right there felt his entire future shift, because he went from like, I'm afraid of public speaking to who's at risk? Because I personally know that Coach Fryer loves helping his students. He loves helping his family. He loves helping his beautiful wife. And in moments like that, when it's like, who's at risk if you can't get over your own baggage? It just shifts, and now it's a perspective, and now he knows it's a choice. So how you feeling?
So good. So good. I got the goosebumps. I got the goosebumps. Is that good? Is that good? So
I mean, I think no more boring Zoom calls, y'all. This is 2020. Like let's get real. So I'm grateful that worked for you.
Love it. Love it. For all of our viewers live and replay, in the comments, drop Kaylin some hearts down there. I mean, this has been some powerful, powerful stuff. You had Coach Fryer literally on the hot seat. You know, just implementing the things that Kaylin taught us today. Kaylin, I'm super excited and honored to have you speaking in our upcoming boot camp. I mean, just based off of today, we kind of gave you guys a sneak peek as to all that Kaylin knows and is going to share inside of our boot camp next Monday, April 27th. She's going to do a specific training for our folks called How to Deal with the Emotional Toll of Leadership. And you guys got a sneak peek as to how much wisdom she has around this subject. Kaylin, there's lots of different ways our folks can reach you, can follow you. I'd love to have you share. I know you've got a text list. You've got a brand new podcast called Elevation Nation. Can you touch on just a few of the things you're working on personally so that all of our folks can find you, follow you, and then we'll point them towards the boot camp here in a second and we'll finish up. Take it away.
Yeah, the easiest thing, you guys, zero charge right now, zero charge. Just text the word INSPIRE. So get your smartphone. That's got to be within a foot of you. Text the word INSPIRE to 66866. And when you do that, you're going to get opted in to my weekly words of encouragement. And it's basically exactly what we did today. And then any features I have or any really, really tactical ways to help you with your mental health right now, you get access to it. It comes with free courses, the works. So looking forward to seeing you guys all there.
So cool. So cool. So you guys, to grab your bootcamp tickets, you guys can head to coachfryer.com/SMR, the number 3. I'll put the link down in the comments section for you below. Kaylin is one of 8 top, I mean, just incredible speakers we're going to have in this bootcamp. I mean, she's, you've seen the lineup, Kaylin. I'm super excited, fired up. You'll be going live next Monday, April 27th. Appreciate your time today. Thanks so much for sharing. Your lighting was perfect. I promise it looked amazing. What you shared was awesome. Notebook full of notes. Everybody tell Kaylin how much you love and appreciate her for sharing today. We appreciate your time. God bless each and every single one of you guys. We'll see you next time. Take care.